Let's move now to the talk of a strike action at MB and also at IRD. The best start payment, this is the $60 a week payment for all new parents up until the age that their baby is one. It's set to begin this weekend on Sunday, but the Public Service Association says Inland Revenue systems cannot cope and staff are being told they will have to process each new payment manually. Now, 4,000 public sector staff at MB have announced strike action for next month as they pursue better pay and working conditions. Let's talk to the PSA now. National Secretary is Glenn Barclay. He's with us now. Welcome to you, Glenn.
Morena.
So you're going on strike?
Well, that's what our members have voted for overwhelmingly in the ballot that was conducted last week across both agencies. It's both MB and Inland Revenue. There are talks envisaged to take place between now and then, and with a better luck, we'll achieve a settlement and we won't need to take industrial action. But, you know, our members have voted, and in such numbers that we think they've demonstrated clearly that they're determined if that's what it comes to.
What do you want, more money or less work or both?
Well, look, the presenting issue is certainly around money and around pay systems. We've got dreadful pay systems in the public service, and these two agencies are no different.
What's the percentage increase they're after? Can you put it in those terms?
Well, I can't really put it in those terms because it's part of the problem with the pay systems that we've got is that they conflate across the board increases with individual progression. And but I can assure you that we're not after sort of massive increases here. We're after pretty modest across the board increases that will acknowledge the cost of living that our members are facing.
Can I talk about the best start payment? Because you're saying that the systems can't cope with it, and what they'll have to be implemented manually.
That's correct. That's what we understand is the case, yeah.
Okay, so this affects 60,000 families. I'm just looking at Labor's policy on this. They say that the Best Start package will give nearly 60,000 families a year support in their child's first year of life. How long will it take to implement these things by hand? If you're dealing with 60,000 families.
Well, my understanding is that they'll be working on this for the first 2 weeks of July and that our members will be inputting that manually. That'll be a lot of extra work for them. But, you know, our members are committed. They want to make sure that the public of New Zealand get what they deserve, so they will be working hard to do that. But we've illustrated it here because it's a contextual factor when it comes to this industrial action. It's indicative of the kind of pressure that our members at Inland Revenue are under. You know, they've been through this extensive business transformation project, which has been really, really stressful for them. We think it's been pretty messily managed by IRD. We think that they're getting ahead of the game in terms of laying staff off before their systems are ready, and this just seems like an example of that.
Yeah. I seem to remember reading millions and millions of dollars was being pumped into an Inland Revenue IT upgrade. Has that happened?
Well, this is the business transformation program. They're moving to do a lot more online, and you know, we understand that that's going to be the case, that there's changes inevitable. But we really think that the way that this has been managed is not been good.
Yeah, a $2.6 billion IT upgrade. You would have thought that might have covered inputting some family start payments.
You would have thought so. At the same time, you know, the history of New Zealand in these major IT projects is not great. So that's why we think that they should have taken a cautious approach in terms of how they managed it. So instead of laying staff off early, having all these grandiose targets for cutting the workforce by a third by 2021, they should have just made sure that the whole system is working properly before they move to that.
Pretty extraordinary, isn't it? A government tries to implement a policy and the systems can't cope with it. Isn't it the same with the winter payment? Wasn't that one of the reasons why the winter payment had to be delayed, because the systems couldn't cope with it?
That's my understanding. But, you know, I think that as far as we're concerned right now, the main issue for us is that our members are frustrated and feeling under pressure. And, they're faced with a difficult bargaining round on top of all of this kind of change that they've been through. So both at IR and at MB, they voted to take action.
Mm. How will any of this, though, help the efficiencies of the system and the ability of the systems to implement the policies of a duly elected government?
By any of this, do you mean the industrial action?
Yeah.
Well, I think, if If you look at what's behind this in both agencies, is deep demoralisation and demotivated staff as a consequence of various changes. And we think that a decent pay system is one way of going about it, because we do know that the pay systems in both places are complicated, lack transparency, and are demotivating for staff. So we think that a decent pay increase and a decent pay system would go a long way to improving long-term productivity.
And just finally, the 4,000 members who are going to go on strike, when is the strike planned for?
There are two-hour stoppages, the first on the 9th of July and the second's planned for the 23rd of July.
And what would stop it?
A better offer from both employers.
Yes. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate your time. Glenn Barkley there from the PSA.